Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's do that. Let's do these picks, shall we? Don't we have a little sounder for that?
We normally do, but maybe we don't. Maybe
the
it's just
ghost
the music.
In the machine.
It's all right. It's Friday for Dylan. He's ready to get up and play some Mario Kart.
He's got
on
one
stream.
Foot out the door already, doesn't he?
Well, he wants to stream his Mario Kart.
He's in there texting, taking selfies, doing his little TikTok dances in the kitchen, scantily clad.
Boy, so smooth.
There
this
you go.
This is a well-oiled machine. How about that?
And you know, since you guys want to take some shots, guess what? I was feeling a little bad delivering this bad news, but now I don't feel so bad anymore. So guess what? I'm going to do this with a little bit of a smile on my face.
Oh, dear.
Bo and Mike, your guys' records are worse than what you thought they were.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not 13 and 10.
Well, I knew I wasn't that. 10 and 13 because I didn't go 2 and 2 last week.
I was going to take it. But I was like, nah, I'm good.
Oh, so is this a typo?
It's a typo. Bo, you actually went 1-3, so you're 9-14. And Mike, you went 2-2, so you're actually 12-11.
So let me get this
that
right.
Makes more sense.
You're trying to rip us for screwing up the show sheet. Interesting.
No, I like I said, I was gonna do it with a little bit of, you know, guys, I messed up, I'm sorry. But then, you know, since you guys want to have your Mario Kart and TikTok comments, I did it with a little bit of pleasure. I'm happy I messed up. I'm happy I got delivered this news on the air.
This man just dropped a TLDR on me for trying to tell everybody to sync up Dave and Wes on the app. He dropped a too long, didn't read TLDR.
He dropped a cool story,
bro. You talked about doing post game for 2 hours and driving to the stadium.
I think it's important for people to know why I'm on TV. As far as my picks,
I'm 4-6. Not that you care, but I'm tanking for Tua.
Wait, how do we know that's accurate? Dylan might have screwed that up.
I always get stuff with Rob right. Rob's my guy.
All right, Rob. Let's start with the first mandatory pick. Let's do college football first. I think that comes first. You have to pick Ohio State at Oregon. And Ohio State is a 3-point favorite.
Oof. Ohio State's been on cruise control. Oregon's trying to get healthy on the O-line. They are at home. I think Dan Lanning's a better coach than Ryan Day, actually. But he doesn't have the payroll. But Oregon, by a touchdown, 30-23 at home over Ohio State.
I think that's really that's a good pick. I think you're kind of on there. However, not so fast, my friend. Ohio State's just immensely talented. Oregon's kind of been up and down, up and down, yep. Up and down. Don't forget what Kalen DeBoer's offense was able to do a couple of times to Oregon last year. I think Ohio State better in that realm. I know that to me, the fact that you're in Autzen and it's everything else going on with it, and Ohio State's still a 3-point favorite. Ohio State's a better team. They'll pull away in the end. I think Ohio State minus the 3 points.
I like where Mike's going with this. Ohio State's more physical, but this is going to come down to the quarterback play. And if Dylan Gabriel was the star quarterback that everyone kind of talks him up to be, he wouldn't be on his third team in 3 years. Give me Ohio State and the points.
I like that, man. I like that.
All right. Lions visiting the Cowboys. In Detroit, 3-point favorite.
Bo, you want to start with this one?
Yeah. Detroit's got too much offense for a banged-up defense in Dallas. I think it's going to be a shootout, but I'm taking the Lions to cover the 3.
Yeah. See, this is where that – and this makes me nervous because what I'm reading through Vegas is that Detroit is just immensely better than Dallas. When you're talking about Detroit and these two Thanksgiving teams, and you talk about them going on the road and they're a 3-point favorite at Dallas, who I think is still a good team, that tells me Vegas really likes Detroit. The problem is I really like Dallas, and I think that Dallas can play a brand of football in this game, and what goes up must come down. I like Dallas plus the 3 at home. I just think there's too much on the line for that team. They're going to be gritty. Dak Prescott makes a throw to CeeDee Lamb at some point in that game that kind of pulls them ahead. I like Dallas plus the 3 points.
You like losing money.
I think both teams find their way into the 30s.
Ooh.
I do.
Ooh.
With Dallas winning 37-31.
All right. I like that. I'll take that all freaking day. Let's go.
All right, what we got next? We have college picks?
Yeah.
Another college?
Do a college lock. I can start with this one. I'm going to go to the Florida-Tennessee game, which I think there's a lot of questions around Tennessee coming off the loss to Arkansas. What is Nico Iamaleava? What is Josh Heupel? They got out-physicaled. The problem is they won't get out-physicaled by Florida. That's not going to happen.
No, they won't.
So I'm not even going to pick Tennessee in this
game.
No, it's not going to happen.
I'm not even going to pick Tennessee in this game. I'm just going to tell you that the over is going to hit, and it's a tall one. It's 57 points, but I can see a 42-21 kind of finish for Tennessee and Florida this week. Give me the over in Florida and Tennessee for my lock of the week, over 57.
My college lock, I think you're hateful, by the way, by picking on the Gators. But
you agreed with me.
I do agree with you, but I'm not the one that brought it up. I was going to leave that unsaid. LSU and Ole Miss, it's a night game. It's going to be fun. Death Valley is going to be just rolling. Those Bayou folk are going to be all oiled up, greased up, ready to go.
That's hot.
I'm going to tell you something. That over under at 62.5, you could make it 70, and I'd pick the over. LSU has never seen an offense in the last 3 years that they want to stop. And Ole Miss can put up points, but I think LSU's got a good offense too. They're going to put up points. This is going to look like USC and LSU did at the start of the year. Give me the over. 62.5. Could be 80.
All right.
That's the game. That's my college game as well. Baton Rouge at night, LSU 33, Ole Miss 28.
That's a good number.
What's that? What is that number? It's not 62.
No, it's not. That's 61?
Yeah. That's what my math says. I don't know. Maybe Mr. Chick-fil-A Garrett can correct me if I'm wrong. All right. My NFL lock. Two Heisman Trophy winners going at it.
Dang it. Two
of the hotter offenses in the league right now going at it. The over is 51.5.
Okay.
I'll take that over.
Yeah. I'm glad we're not picking the same thing. I'm not picking the under. But I'm also on the same game. Ravens, Commanders. Here's the thing about this game. Commanders are the toast of the town in the NFL right now. Everybody's talking about Jaden Daniels, the 4-1 star, Dan Quinn, everything else that's going on. And yet, when you look at this game and you see a 4-1 Commanders as a 6.5-point underdog is what I have it to the 3-2 Ravens, that tells me all I need to know as far as Vegas goes. They love the Ravens in this game. It's a home game for the Ravens. When you look back, guys, at the history of MVPs against rookie quarterbacks in these quarterback matchups, the MVP has almost always torched, the rookie of the year candidate. I think that Lamar Jackson is just ho-hum. Derrick Henry, another 150 on the ground. Ravens just walk away with it. I like the Ravens minus the 6.5 against the Commanders.
I think Dan Quinn's got something for the MVP. How about that?
We'll see.
How you like that?
We'll see.
Although Derrick Henry scares me, as he should. Rob?
I'm going to go Broncos, Chargers, two teams that don't score a lot, but they don't give up a lot of points either. I don't know what the over-under is. I got the Chargers winning 16-12.
It's 36.5, and I almost took the under, but it scared me because of it just feels like a moment where you have a head coach calling out his quarterback and them getting into it. You have the emphasis on scoring with the Chargers and what Harbaugh's been talking about all week. It just scared me away from taking that under because it feels like the trend might be broken. And that trend, you can't pick the under every time with teams like that.
Nope. You know, I got scared away from an under as well. I was going to look at the Saints and Bucks this weekend. I think it's 41.5, and I was like, Spencer Rattler is starting for the Saints. Lord knows what's going to happen. 41, though, is just a little bit too close for comfort for me, so I couldn't go with that one. I think that's probably right on the number.
That's an interesting game to watch.
Yeah, it is.
It's divisional. Just see
really
what
interesting. Both teams dealing with a ton of injuries.
Spencer Rattler, too. Let's see what he can do as a rookie making his first start.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.